Kia ora, family in Christ. It's really cool to be here with you again for another night of evening prayer on a Tuesday evening. As we let the events of our day behind us settle, we are reminded again of the centering truth that our hope is in the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. And so we pray, eternal Spirit, flow through our being. Open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Eternal Son, renew in us once again the power of resurrection life, and let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Hear these words tonight from Psalm 97. The psalmist writes, "Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Each day proclaims the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him, and strength and beauty fill his sanctuary." Our second reading tonight comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 11. Numbers isn't a book that I visit terribly often, I have to admit, but it was there in the lectionary for today's readings, and this little bit of it caught my attention. The context is that the children of Israel are out in the desert, and this is part of their 40 years of wilderness wandering after the escape from Egypt. And they're learning again here what faithfulness to God looks like, to live in right relationship with him once again and also with each other. God has been providing miraculous food to the people to sustain them as they go on this journey together. But here in Numbers chapter 11, things aren't going so well. And so reading from verse 4, "The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, 'If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic, but now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna.' The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a handmill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot or made it into loaves, and it tasted like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down. Moses heard the people of every family wailing at the entrance to their tents, and the Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled." So the wilderness space has been a really testing space. It's been a space for these children of Israel to learn again the rhythms of life with respect to God and the community around them. One of the central themes of that time is really learning to trust in God, to recognize his provision, to refocus and recenter life around him once again. And God has been pretty clear about all of that. And in return, he's been showing his people his love and his faithfulness to them. He's providing for his children. And one of those miraculous provisions has been this manna, this bread of heaven, collected and eaten every single day. But now, rather than recognizing their lives being situated in the midst of answered prayer and miraculous provision, the people are starting to get grumpy. It's gone from being miraculous to being mundane. Funnily enough, it's food-related behavior that is kind of the problem here, which might have been a whole lot more applicable for us perhaps a couple of weeks back. But they've ceased to see the miraculous there outside of their bubbles every day, and instead they're focusing in on what's missing, on how it used to be. Manna is getting boring to them, to the point that they're even starting to romanticize their life of slavery in Egypt because of all of the fish and cucumbers and garlic, etc., which thankfully for us are still readily available right now. And that doesn't turn out so well for them. God isn't very happy with them. It's not a particularly fun story if you were to read the rest of Numbers chapter 11 as it carries on. God ends up providing meat for the people in addition to manna, but a plague also comes, and the children of Israel end up burying all of those who had led the way in complaining. Just a really simple thought then tonight, as we sit on the verge of level two. We've been through a bit these last few weeks, haven't we? Not quite on the level of the people of Israel here, yet still how easy it is for us, I think, sometimes to lose sight of the provision of God in the everyday right here in front of us. We've got so much to be grateful for, especially as we sit and watch other countries and their different responses in this COVID-19 space, where death tolls just continue to mount and mount. Here in New Zealand, you know, where even when things get hard, even in the face of some of the really hard stuff, as the economic cost of this time with COVID-19 is starting to be felt, it doesn't mean certain starvation and death for us like it would in so many other parts of the world. Here in New Zealand, we're still provided for. Even though we've had to queue here in New Zealand, the supermarkets are still open, and most times we've gone, they've been pretty much fully stocked. Where, you know, for most of us, the hardest thing that we've had to face in all of this time was simply the fact that we had to stay home. You know, sometimes we are very quick to turn the blessing of God, the miraculous, into the mundane, and to begin to complain about what else should be happening right around now, even while so much is still placed there right in front of us. And so I guess I'm just wondering tonight, where is the miraculous in your mundane right now? Where is the blessing of God right there in front of you? As that song says, to count your blessings and name them one by one, and then it will surprise you what the Lord has done. What has God been doing for you? What has He provided for you in this space? Just want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on that question, and then in the silence, whether you are on your own or you're with others listening in tonight, why don't you speak those blessings out loud? And so we thank you again tonight, O Lord, for your presence here with us. We thank you again for all that you have given us, such that we can sit here again this evening and recall your goodness. We want to confess this night that we take you too easily for granted. We confess that we too easily lose sight of you, that we're very quick to forget about your provision, fast to grumble, too slow to praise. And even while we consider those things, we are mindful again that we are so privileged to call this land of Aotearoa New Zealand our home, that the life that we experience here is so far removed and beyond the experience of so many in our world right now. And yet still out there, you are at work. You are restoring all things and making them new once again. And so we pray again tonight for our brothers and sisters of the world out there. And we think particularly of those in the majority world and those who represent your church in those difficult spaces. We ask that by your Spirit you would strengthen and encourage these who are part of our family as well, that are connected to us through you. May they know your presence with them in this space. We ask that you would use your people all around the world to be sources of encouragement and light and hope, that you would help and enable them to be sharers of truth and peace in these trying times. We pray for the leaders of those churches and ask that you would equip them with wisdom and courage, with material possessions and the things that they need in order that they can lead their people effectively in this time. We pray big prayers tonight, O Lord, and we want to bring the leaders of the nations before you as well. We want to ask for wisdom, for soft hearts, for right decisions to be made, which will save lives and prevent countries ending up in economic ruin. We ask that you would humble the proud, the prideful, the boastful in this time, and that the cause of the poor and the defenseless would be upheld. And so we pray again together that prayer which speaks to all of these things being made true in us and in our world. Help us tonight, O Lord, not to just speak these words, but to live these words. And so together we pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Well, it's been really special again to share another time of evening prayer along with all of you. And so may God bless each of us as we head into that final day of level 2 tomorrow. And I'll look forward to joining you for prayer again tomorrow night.